John Busby with a culture bus. I'm chuckling because one of the greatest creative spirits here in Central Iowa, if not a lot further, is with me in the studio right now. We're going to talk about what she does. And it's always wonderful when Sarah Noel Wilson crosses my path, be it on social media or and when she's performing somewhere or when we're just having coffee somewhere or we see each other on the street and say, hey, Sarah, hey, John, you know, that kind of thing. The reason I've always been drawn to Sarah is that she is one of these very positive, very focused creatives here in the community. Those are the kind of people, they elevate whatever community they live in to greater heights, challenges, things like that. And Sarah made a bold move recently because she was very comfortable doing quite well with the career she was in, working for a company. She was exceptionally good at what she was doing. And that isn't just her mom telling her that. It is the fact that her clients, her bosses, the owners of the company were saying that. And at the same time, I am just surmising this, and she will correct me, but I think that she kept having this little growing something inside of her that kept getting closer and closer, kind of bursting out and saying, you know, I've got to see if I can do this by myself. I've got to kick the training wheels off. No matter how successful I am here, I've got to see if I can blaze my own trail. I think I can find at least 10 other analogies I can use.
I like this. Now you should keep going.
She can swim her own channel. She can.
I can cut my own path. I can climb her own mountain. Sculpt my own. Yes.
Isn't that great? You can do that. You know, we were talking before we started talking to you folks out there. Sarah said, well, what do you want to cover? What do you want to talk about? I said, well, you know, I want to talk about what you do for people, what brought you to that point, what, you know, kind of got you there. Because every so often, folks, you have a chance, if you really are looking for people to kind of get connected to, these are the kind of people, Sarah is the kind of people, the kind of person that when you're in a conversation somewhere else and says, gosh, you know, I'm just hitting against a wall right now, and I need some fresh ideas. I need someone who can really help spark this. And that's when the cultural Yenta in me comes up and says, whoa, have I got someone for you? You have got to meet Sarah Noel Wilson because she will help spark that. And so this might be a good place to stop and talk about some of the work you did before this chiasmic.
This moment? Chiasmic.
You like that one?
Is that a word?
I didn't.
Yes, it is now.
It is now. You get it.
I get it.
So we can make words up.
Yeah. I do all the time. Plurpus.
Yeah.
It's one of my core values.
I love the plurpus. Well, start where you want to, okay? You know, stepped on the elevator. Someone just said, dang, I've got to go catch the rest of that conversation some other time. But I heard you were talking with Busby on the Culture Buzz, and I didn't catch everything you were talking about. What do you do?
What do I do? Well, I do a lot of different things, but one of the things I'm on a quest for is to rid the world of crappy managers. Can I swear? Yeah, I clean that up. Normally I say something else, but
crappy's fine.
Crappy's fine.
Yeah.
No, crappy isn't fine.
Well, no,
we shouldn't settle for crappy.
That's true.
But I've had the fortunate experience of working in the corporate world. So my background is that I was a theater major as an undergraduate. I did insurance and corporate life to be able to have my nights free to do theater. And then I quickly realized that there was an opportunity to use my gifts in far different ways. And the reality is we spend as much time with our bosses as we do our family members. And I think there's an opportunity to up the game of people who are in management roles. So that's one thing that I do. That's one thing that I'm really passionate about. Then the other thing that I'm really passionate about is just how do I help people have a stronger, more confident relationship with themselves? So it's all connected.
So, well, it's about the, let me use this twist of a phrase. Mm-hmm. You don't create the person or the product. You're the BASF.
What's that?
You make it better.
What's the
Remember the ads that were on there? We don't make the bowling ball.
We just make the bowling ball better. Yeah,
don't make this. We make it better.
So what I tell my clients is I always say, you're the expert of you, and I'm the expert of helping you discover and claim you.
There you are. And so you are a resource for people that wherever they are on their own personal journeys, or if they're looking to build a stronger team, if they're looking for new creative ways to achieve successes, mm-hmm. and I use the plural on purpose, mm-hmm. They want to come to someone like you. You are a catalyst.
I like to think so. I mean, my mission statement, so I really believe, I love the metaphor of an acorn, that within the acorn, it's the greatness of the oak tree. And I think each of us are just like little acorns walking around, just waiting to be nurtured so we can become the great oak tree we were meant to be. And for me, it's my job to become, I want to be the sun. I want to be the warmth, the energy that nurtures you to become the great oak tree you were meant to be.
Wow. See, that's what I love about radio, is we can create all these visual metaphors and images, and you get to create exactly the way it looks in your mind. Mm-hmm. I need to mention this website several times, and I want to start now. Sarah Noel Wilson, SarahNoel Wilson, the regular way, not like Meredith, .com. That'll mess people
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know.
I totally mess people up there.
It's all part of the experience.
SarahNoelWilson.com. I applaud the fact that you took these bold steps, and you didn't just say, well, I'm going to do this. Your website is pure, you know, eye candy and mind candy, because it's a delightful website. It's engaging. It has all these little terms in it, chronically curious,
yeah,
play brave, all this fun stuff. But that's something you've learned to embrace with the years of your development, mm-hmm. to this springboard point.
Yeah. First, you know, when you see anything related to my branding, you're just seeing an extension of me. I firmly believe we shouldn't take ourselves so damn seriously. And I think that we can do serious work in a playful way, that sometimes, you know, somebody wants to describe me as you're lighthearted, but you're not lightweight. And I thought that was a really appropriate way to describe the way that I try to approach life. Where were we going? What's the question you have for me? Where were we? I mean,
did
I can
I
just
promise
talk.
You,
you just
answer
want
the
me
question?
To talk? Yeah.
No, we just keep going. The idea is that you never know what's around the next corner.
Yes.
And sometimes you have to kind of prepare yourselves as best as possible. At the same time, you also find out pretty damn quickly sometimes that you cannot totally prepare yourself by yourself. Sometimes it's good to reach out to get some special supports and special, and get some juice into your career. And, you know, Sarah Noel Wilson is the juice. Good juice.
I've never been described as the juice. I mean, here's the thing. We all have times when we get caught. The metaphor I use is we get caught on the dance floor and we can only see that which is in front of us. And sometimes you need somebody who's on the balcony to pull you up, to help you consider new perspectives, to challenge you with new tools and techniques from a leadership perspective, as well as just a personal leadership perspective. I'm really fascinated in human psychology and the human behavior and the neuroscience. And so, you know, with me, not only will you get different perspectives, but you'll get it grounded in the science of why we should be considering these possibilities. I always tell people, I will open up many doors for you to consider, but ultimately it's your job to step through the one you want to step through.
You find that one. And again, we've touched on this before, whether you realize it implicitly or kind of, I kind of thought you were that way, John, but I find that a life without humor is not a life. And I really feel sorry for humorless people, and we've run into them. And sometimes if you're on your own path, sometimes you get so channeled down one path, your head is kind of like you got these laugh blinders on, and you can't really, and you need to enjoy. Sarah's going to bring some humor to whatever you want to. It's going to be good humor, because it's going to be progressive humor. It's going to be humor with a purpose.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think that, well, I think what you're hitting on is not necessarily that people don't know how to have joy, because to me it's humor is one thing, but like true joy from within is a totally different thing, is that I think that so often we get caught in what we think we should be or who we should be or what we should look like or what we should be doing in life, that when we get caught into a path that's not actually our own path, we lose our spark and we lose ourselves. And I tell you, a lot of the work I do is just helping people get really clear about who are they, and who are they when they're at their best, and what does that look like, and how can they claim that?
SarahNoelWilson.com is the website. Sarah with an H, Noel, N-O-L-L, Wilson, W-Y-L-S-O-N.com. And that is the website to go to if you want to find out all things Sarah. It is a wonderful website. It's an encouraging website. Even if you don't have a need for what Sarah has to offer you right now, go visit it, because you're going to come away feeling lighter and you're going to have a smile on your face. Well, trust me on that.
What I can add to it is I do send out a weekly newsletter. So if you go to my website, you can sign up for that. And again, that's not necessarily specific to leadership, but it's relevant to, I think leadership is something some of us do some of the times in our life. It's not defined by a role. But also I do these manager minute or two funny tips videos for managers. Again, while I gear them towards management, they really are good for everyone. But, who doesn't need a little bit of inspiration? And also, for me, it's really important that I'm really honest and not afraid to show what's in my closet, so to speak. And so a lot of my stories and my writings are things of situations and stories of me being perfectly imperfect.
Well, see, there is where someone who went to college in theater is proving that I can leverage what I learned in theater into a very viable career path. Yeah. And that's what you're doing, because what is it? The Shakespeare thing? The whole world's a stage? Mm-hmm. Hello. It was said hundreds of years ago, and it's still true today. Take advantage of this kind of experience, especially when it's driving some great conceptual information and approaches that Sarah has to offer anyone in pretty much any situation. I love one thing you said earlier, and it really is true. I've been guilty of it myself, where I sometimes have to step off the track, shake my head a little bit, and say, dang, who am I doing this for?
Yeah.
I need to do this for me, because it's with me that I can be truest.
Mm-hmm. And then unfortunately, what I find is that when we've spent enough time away from our true selves, sometimes we can't even listen to it anymore and we can't hear it. But I am telling you, people are craving just being authentic, and they're craving deeper connections, and they're craving, vulnerability. They just don't always know how to do it. And I just, again, I think we take ourselves too darn seriously sometimes, and it's good to just lighten up and say, hey, you know what? If you really like cotton candy, you get that bag of cotton candy. If you, if you want to have the pink drink at the coffee house like I do, I don't get coffee, I get the pink drink. Don't make fun of me for having the pink drink, because it makes me happy.
That's a perfect way to put it. Sarah Noel Wilson is my guest, a longtime friend, not just of me, but of the greater Des Moines community and on beyond that. And she has much to offer in a professional basis. If you're curious, by all means, take a look at her website, Sarah Noel Wilson, SarahNoelWilson.com. And you will come away with a great smile. I love her branding, too. She's big into branding. Her name has such a great look to it. And I'm doing this on purpose to you folks out there, because I'm not going to try to describe it over the air. I want you to go to the website, SarahNoelWilson.com, and take a look at this. She spent a lot of time on this with some people she trusted implicitly.
Yeah.
And they did her proud by this. Saboteur Slayers.
I feel like I have to do a quick shout out.
Lizard Kisser.
Yeah, those all have stories. And those are just, when you go on and you see my values, those were not created for this or for my work. Those have just been in. I'm a metaphor girl. I'm a symbol girl, and those have evolved as my journey has evolved. They're my menagerie of values. But I do have to give a shout out to Project 7 Designs. That's who I worked with for my website and my brand design. But to a quick point to that, There was a time when maybe I didn't think I was worth making that type of investment in myself, whether from a time perspective or financial perspective. And that was a turning point for me. And that, I mean, honestly, making that moment of saying, you know what, I'm going to invest. I'm going to work with designers that I know get me, who can capture me and illustrate what it is I'm trying to do, is also what became a tipping point for me to finally say, it's time for me to do this.
Well, very simply, you practice what you preach, and that's all contained there, folks, on the website. So make sure you connect with Sarah Noel Wilson through what she is doing now. She is an entrepreneur. She's got this wonderful bag of marvelous things ready, willing, and energized to share with you. Go on the website, sarahnoelwilson.com, and you will find out what this is all about. I hope I have piqued your interest enough to check this out. Her free weekly newsletter is always filled with some fun little things. If nothing else, you get to sit off on the side for a few minutes and just kind of breathe in some fresh air. And that's what she's sending you, some fresh air.
A little bit of sunshine.
A little bit of
to
sunshine.
To nurture that acorn in front of me.
I love it. Thank you very much,
Sarah.
Thank
you, John.